guess who's here?
It's noted pet expert Steve Dale, Wendy. That's who's here.
Ta-da.
It is so nice to see you.
Always good to see you, Steve.
Thank you.
Happy World Elephant Day, by the way.
Yes.
Yesterday?
How did you celebrate?
Oh, quietly at home.
Quietly?
Yeah.
You didn't have an elephant ear?
No, not yesterday.
And you didn't, like, make sounds like an elephant?
No. Please tell me that's with your mouth, Wendy, please.
Yes. Oh, Bill. Can I tell you, I saw the cutest video that I shared with every family member about, it was a toddler elephant that was rolling around with this little girl.
I've seen that.
Isn't that adorable?
Yeah, yeah.
How much does a baby elephant weigh? This is not a joke.
A lot. I'd have to look that up.
Probably
a couple
few hundred pounds.
Yeah, yeah. You know, elephants, and I know we want to talk about this.
Did it with my mouth.
A different species. Elephants actually communicate far more than we ever would have thought. We now know that. They have communications that we can't hear because the signaling, the communication, it is at a volume where the decibel level is so low. Mm. So often we think of like dogs, you know, like the dog whistles and the decibel level is so high we can't hear it. With elephants, it's infrasonic communication. So it's actually low.
Like James Earl Jones.
So low.
James Earl Jones.
He's the only one who can understand.
But the rest of us cannot. True or false? We always hear elephants never forget. True or false?
They have amazing memories. So that is how they find. So that's how they find water, for example. I mean, in the year 2004, there was a great drought. I'm making up that year, but this is the kind of example. There was a great drought. And 300 miles away, the elephants found water.
Mm-hmm.
They will all go to that place because the matriarch, or more than one elephant, remembers.
Oh, wow.
So they do have amazing memories.
That's based on truth, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
How did you celebrate World Elephant Day?
I wrote a blog post about... I celebrate in strange ways, but I was excited to write a blog post about some things that actually are good that are happening for elephants and
like
some things that are not so
good. What's a good thing?
Well, in my view, what's good is that the governor of the state of Illinois is about to sign some bills that'll help protect elephants, including that right now already Illinois is the only state and the first state in the country to say no performing elephants at circuses.
Yeah.
It can't be.
Yeah.
And it's part of the reason why Ringling Brothers saw the writing on the wall and said
right.
We're not including elephants in our shows anymore. I mean, all of that, in my view, is a good thing. In Illinois, if Rauner signs the bill, won't allow ivory imports into the state.
That is a good
because
thing.
The U.S. government is somehow saying it's okay. So that's a bad thing that we've kind of gone backwards from some... I mean, we're part of the problem now by saying it's okay to essentially kill elephants.
If you were an elephant and you were not a Republican, would you feel that your party has abandoned you somehow?
Yes, I absolutely think that.
Yeah,
elephants, I've never been asked that question. That's a very good question.
Thank you, Steve.
You never will be again either.
I probably not, but I think that's a very appropriate question to ask. Yes, that would only happen on this program.
Well, thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
That's very, very nice of you.
And
it's
where
the,
can we
it's
read
a thoughtful
this blog?
Question. SteveDale.TV.
All right.
But elephants, like so many members of the animal world, have essentially the same neurochemistry in their heads as we all have in ours. And they have the same feelings. And they may or may not be able to express them similarly as we do. And there's a great example of that that just played out that made the news with an orca or killer whale.
I saw this video, too. It's heartbreaking.
This is where the baby whale did not survive?
I
saw this.
Yeah, the baby whale died, but mom kept literally holding on to this whale.
Yeah.
And in doing so, she couldn't eat, you know, for weeks and weeks at a time because she didn't want to let go, literally and figuratively, let go of this baby that for unknown reasons died. And it's not unusual. I mean, in the animal world, a significant percent, and I read that it's up to 75%, and it should not be that high, of killer whale babies are now not making it.
Why?
There just isn't enough food. The salmon is being overfished by all of us.
I don't eat salmon, so you can't blame me.
One thing that they eat.
Fries are done.
I didn't hear anything. They are really having a hard time. They're disappearing. And so are elephants. You know, I hate to bring that bad news. And, you know, people think, how would this affect me? So if elephants were to, I'm back to elephants now, if they were to disappear from the planet, it would affect you. Elephants are as significant as one example that no one would ever think of.
What is it?
They are a significant pollinator.
Are they? Yeah.
Because they eat all those leaves and with it the flowers.
Yeah.
And then they travel long distances and it comes out the other end. And they are a significant pollinator. They impact so many other species, from insects onto various kind of antelopes. By clearing trees and at times literally knocking them over, it allows grasses to grow that other animals eat and other animals find refuge in, big
right.
animals and small animals. They are a significant part of our ecosystem. And when I mean ours, including all of us. And that's what people don't understand. And
yeah.
it's unfortunate because when these animals ultimately potentially disappear, I don't know what the planet will be like, but it will affect all of us.
Go back to the orca and the mother who lost the baby.
Yeah.
So what percentage of animals, or can you even guess,
it depends
understand on the concept of death? Do most animals or most animals not?
Mammals.
They do?
Yeah, they sure do. And maybe even more than that. So, we know chimpanzees, for example, have been studied, and they're very closely related to us, and in some ways, in really scary ways, actually. But they will carry around babies that have passed away. Elephants are famous for having elephant grave sites, right? And they will return to those elephant grave sites.
They know when they're going to die, so they say in their heads, there's a place that I need to go to when I'm dying, right?
At times, yes. Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Wait, you mean like there's a gravesite where an elephant was buried or...
Well, they literally don't have the physical capability to bury them.
But they die there and then they go back to, what, pay their respects?
It seems we don't know why.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. So they do apparently have some sort of concept of death and what they're thinking.
And they
understand we don't
know. Its permanence somehow.
I believe so. Yeah. I mean, we don't know. We don't know. But we do know that there are emotions there.
Yeah.
And it's clear, you know, and YouTube is a great thing. So now you could type this stuff into YouTube and you can see a black bear mourn the death of a partner, if you will. You can see Canadian geese that mate for life mourn the death. And if you don't have to call it mourning, but boy, they're doing something that certainly is odd, unusual. They look like they're upset.
Mm-hmm.
Call it what you want, but there's emotions, and it's happening, and you can see it.
Don't you wish you could? I'm not asking you this. Don't you wish you could talk to animals? Don't break into Dr. Doolittle's. I'm serious. Because
now, if there ever was a straight line for you, Bill.
There it is.
You know, like pediatricians have a tough job. They look at symptoms, but they can't ask a kid what's going on. Same thing with vets, and it's trial and error and trying to figure it out.
Absolutely true.
I wish I could talk.
As you've understood with your dog. So, you know, when Tiki has an upset stomach,
This is Kona. Tiki's no longer with
us.
That's all right.
So when Kona has an... When Kona has an upset stomach, I mean, how do you know exactly?
It is.
Yeah. I mean, actually, dogs can get upset stomachs. We know this from nervous pressure, if you will, just like people can. So when things get anxious for dogs...
Yeah.
Maybe not the same thing that makes you or I anxious.
But being in the crate maybe too long, they don't like it, or not getting enough stimulation.
Yeah, they can get it. It goes to their stomach, just like it goes to their gut, just like it does for people.
Probiotics, my vet
There's
recommended probiotics. I'm not kidding.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we're learning more about that. And one of my rare fill-in opportunities, I had an expert on GI disease and people talk about the relationship we're now beginning to understand that you have talked about on the air now, actually, for years, Wendy, between our brains
and
our
gut.
Yeah.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Noted pet expert Steve Dale is with us. And we were talking about elephants, which is a pachyderm. Pachyderm is a Latin term meaning thick-skinned, and I believe rhinos would also come into that category.
Yes, very nice.
Great transition.
You know, that's a turn-on for Steve Dale when I talk about toys or old actors. That's what does it for Bill.
Everyone has their soft spot.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice.
Call HR. Yep.
But elephants don't have the skin that is as thick as you would think it is, actually.
Right.
So I was just talking to a veterinarian who wanted to administer acupuncture to an elephant. Because those are the kind of people I talk to.
Yeah.
And
what would the purpose of that be exactly, Steve?
The same as for people. So yeah. This elephant was having difficulty with arthritis and movement as a result of that.
Yeah.
And it was thought by the zoo veterinarians that acupuncture might help. Turns out she needed to give laser therapy because the acupuncture needles would not nearly penetrate the elephant's skin. So, yes, rhinoceros, another animal, a big animal that's disappearing. Zookeepers all around the country are trying to do something about it. And it's an event called, and it's happening in cities all over, including Chicago, Bowling with Rhinos.
For rhinos. Oh. I don't think with rhinos.
They can't bowl,
I got
Steve.
That
what,
wrong.
They'd
I...
sound like Fred Flintstone. If they... They just stick the bowling ball on their horn.
It's impossible.
I didn't know that.
No, it's bowling and, for elephants.
White rhinos. White rhinos have, they're lighter in complexion. They have a very square nose, whereas a black rhino, their lip is like a little finger where they can grip. I learned
that.
All this on our script for Brookfield Zoo when
wow.
I worked on the motor
you are
safari.
So right.
I
yes.
Know.
Wow.
There's a big difference.
And there is. And in temperament, there seems to be as well. Black rhinos are a little less patient. Rhinos don't see very well. And they're very famous for charging and asking questions
later. That's why
their
credit rating is so bad.
How about that, Steve?
They do charge because they can't see,
Two drink
see,
minimum
right?
from now on, was Steve, this, when you come in. There's a two drink minimum.
I didn't set myself up.
Was this part
up?
Of the
no.
shtick you did?
No.
It's very good.
Oh, I should have used that.
Yeah.
No.
I think so. And the Javan and Sumatran rhino in particular are disappearing really, really fast. Seriously. I mean,
from poaching or what?
Yes and yes. So for those guys, it's habitat destruction as well as poaching. For the black rhino and white rhino, they've even been poached in zoos.
How does that happen?
Some bad guys break
they
into
in
the zoo and they shoot. No, they shoot the rhino.
Oh, no.
They saw off the horn, which Jeez. Is supposed to be an aphrodisiac. It is made of keratin. So if that is an aphrodisiac, every time you clip your nails,
yeah.
keep
Eat
the
em.
Little clippings. Yeah, or something. Yeah, because it's made of the same thing.
Oh, my God.
Actually.
It's awful.
So it is awful.
But
so
now bowling will somehow help the rhinos.
Yes, it does.
I'm not sure how, but how?
It's a benefit.
Oh.
So the money raised will help protect the rhinos. It's
Ryan Sandberg should host that.
Oh, now you're thinking.
Then given to maybe he will be the special guest.
Maybe he will.
I don't know.
That'd
That's a good
surprise.
Idea. You should have him on and ask him about
it. All right.
5:30 p.m. August 21st.
Why do I think we're not booking that?
I don't know
that
that's going to happen, all right. but all right.
At Diversey River Bowl, which is on Diversey and Logan.
Yeah.
It's a bowling alley.
Yeah.
And you go into the bowling alley, you get pizza if you pay to be there, you get some soft drinks, and if you pay for it, you have the opportunity to bowl for rhinos, and the money really does go to rhinoceros conservation.
That sounds like a good thing.
All right, so helping animals, there's a guy that you and I love, Bill, friend of the show.
He loves you.
Well, we love him as well. Doc Emmerich.
Oh, the best.
Yeah.
He is the best storyteller in the land. He does a great job, and he loves dogs.
He does. So who knew he would be getting up early on Sunday mornings to listen to me? And he got my cell phone number from a producer here, and he calls me one day, and he says, "This is Doc Emmerich." And I'm a hockey fan, so at first I didn't want to believe it, but who doesn't Doc Emmerich imitation? So I recognized his voice. I mean, it had to be him. So, and it was.
And you're a big Blackhawk fan.
Yeah,
so
and he has several times given money to animal welfare organizations in Chicago, and he's doing it again. He called and he said, "How can I help? I'm ready to help again." So he wrote a check, and we presented this check on the Steve Cochran Show for $1,200 to Chicago Canine Rescue. And this will adopt out, makes it possible to subsidize adoptions for four dogs. The dogs we named Caner, Taser, Doc, and Stosh.
Yep.
Yeah, Makita. Stan Makita was a dog lover, actually. So we thought that would be a nice thing to do. We're going to post pictures of those dogs. But something happened. And by the way, you'll be able to see pictures of those dogs during the week. At some point, when I get them, I'll post them at stevedale.tv. We had a dog named Jade. And we've been adopting on the radio for 18 months in a row or something like that. Mm-hmm. Every dog we, and at first it was easy. They'd give me these little white fluffy dogs and it was easy. But then it got more difficult. Periodically, I'd get an older dog. I'd get a dog that looks like a pit bull. They're always a bit tougher to adopt out, unfortunately. Or they'd give me, we had a couple three-legged dogs in here, a dog that was missing an eye. And I was able to adopt all these dogs out. For some reason, Jade, who is a perfectly wonderful miniature pincher, as of Friday, has not been yet adopted. So I want to give that a plug, too. Jade is a bit older, 10 years old. But for a mini pin, that's not elderly. They do tend to live a long time. So you can see pictures of Jade. And I hope you know someone who's interested and can share that. And that's on my website, too, which is, again, stevedale.tv.
And really quickly, we have like 30 seconds here, but I noticed another thing you wanted to talk about. Babies may be healthier with a pet.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of times we sterilize things too much and then all these allergies pop up. So if there's a pet in the house, perhaps they're getting good and bad bacteria to build up immunities.
It turns out we're talking about the gut again. So the what's inside the gut of your dog, if you live with your dog, it turns out over time, first of all, experts say your spouse. So if you live with a partner, that you share the same probiotics and prebiotics over time.
Well, yeah, because you play kissy face.
But maybe that's one reason. I don't know why.
I don't call it kissy face typically.
You don't? Are you sure? Yeah. All right. So what happens?
He just made a face when you said kissy face. It turns out the same thing is true with our dogs, which in a way is not surprising because we evolved with dogs.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, for thousands of years, we have lived with dogs. Mm-hmm. And dogs, back in the caveman days, I mean, they lived with us and trusted us to care for their puppies, and we trusted them not to eat our babies. I mean, it goes back that far.
They had that in writing, didn't they?
They did. It was a contractual agreement.
I remember seeing that.
So it really is not a surprise to me that this is the case, and it is, for several reasons, beneficial to have a pet in the home, for lots of reasons, actually. But even before the kid is like a year or two old, once the kid is a couple of years old, there are all sorts of other reasons, like
kindness, compassion.
Yeah, all that is true.
Taking care of something, being gentle.
All that is true.
Yep. So get your kid a wombat, right, Steve?
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Well, you have a gibbon.
Yeah, Peanut the gibbon.
He doesn't have that gibbon anymore.
We still have him. We got him again. No, we got him again.
He died.
And then he came back. No, he didn't.
What, did you get his DNA?
Gibbons never die. They never truly die. They always regenerate themselves.
They're big swingers.
Yeah.
SteveDale.tv, is that how people take care of all the info?
It's how they do that.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, noted pet expert Steve Dale.
Thank you.
We'll take a break and then some news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.